This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I hurt him because he scared me. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I had two kids before we graduated from high school. We did what everyone said we could not do. We got married, we raised our children, and we're still in love. We are reclaiming our youth, and our children are sick of us because we have run into them at nightclubs, bars, and the strip club once. We both just turned 50, and we both work from home, so we have a ball together. Weed is legal in our state, so we just started smoking weed and doing edibles because we have very stressful jobs. I love drinking wine, but my husband doesn't care for alcohol. Last Saturday, I got a box of wine and I had about four glasses. My husband had half a glass. His friend brought over a bag of gummy bear edibles and my husband ate a few, but I had a lot more. I started feeling the gumbies, so I went to lie down. It got dark and the bed was feeling good and the house was quiet. I figured my husband left to hang out with his friend. Around 9 p.m., I heard a noise in the other bedroom and jumped up. I couldn't see anything because it was pitch black in the house. The room was spinning from the wine and and the edible was still in my system. I grabbed three wooden hangers from the closet and I could see a figure in our guest room, so I went to swinging. I hit and I hit and I hit, and then I ran back to my room and locked the door. My husband was yelling to call 911 because he had just gotten attacked. I opened the door slowly and laughed because I had just attacked him. He was not laughing and he wanted to press charges. I swore that I didn't know it was him and I was terrified. He is so mad at me, I'll never do edibles again. Why can't he understand why I attacked him? I'm so glad you said you'll never do edibles again, because you certainly don't need to, and your husband doesn't need to do anything either. This could have been way worse than it was. You both could have gotten hurt. It could have been one of your kids in the other room. You got out of it unscathed, but your husband caught it from you. That's why he's so mad. I mean, it's self-explanatory. Now, yes, he should and he could be more understanding about the fact that you reacted out of fear in the house that night. You said it was pitch black dark, but you beat him with hangers. You said, I hit and I hit and I hit. That's a lot, and I'm sure it hurt. Hopefully, you know, time will heal and he'll forgive you. Maybe, hopefully he will, but you got to give him time. So in the meantime, you need to flush all those edibles and all that weed down the toilet, and no more wine for you. I'm glad you said it yourself. Steve?
I can't even believe you tried to seriously address this ragged-ass letter. You was actually trying to give sound advice to these damn fools.
I do.
But this letter don't make no damn sense. This letter right here, the dumbest one we done had in a while. This one is dumb right here. Now, all this whole letter, that I hurt him because he scared me. That's what the title of the letter is. But let's just go down to what's really wrong. My husband and I had two kids before we graduated from high school. That's hard, man. I mean, that's a lot of people. Now, you know, people have children in high school. Ain't that happens. But didn't that make you go, damn, two kids while in high school? Woo! Damn. And we did what everybody said we wouldn't do. We got married, raised our children, and we still in love. Now, here's the problem with the letter. We reclaiming our youth, and our children are sick of us because we have run into them at nightclubs, bars, and strip club once. We both turned 50, and we both work from home. Why y'all still at the club, though, at 50? I'm telling you right now, there's some people in trouble right now. Right now, that's in their 50s, still partying. Because you're having too much fun. And I want you all to understand what fun is. Fun is an acronym. I taught this to my children a while back. They said, Dad, we're going out after the fight. I said, where you going? I said, I'm going back to the hotel, man. I'm going to get me some room service. I'm going to bed. We was in Vegas. My sons, we going out. I say, man, y'all be careful out there. It was already midnight when the fight was over. We leaving T-Mobile Arena. They said, we going out. I said, we're going to have some fun. I said, son, it's a little bit late for fun. I had enough fun at the fight. But if you keep having fun, fun is an acronym, because if you keep having fun, fun actually stands for it's effed up now. That's what F-U-N stands for. It's effed up now. If you keep on having fun, it always gets to a point. Like if you stay at the club till it closes, yep, it's effed up now. Mm. If you keep riding the roller coaster over and over, and you wouldn't got something to eat, and you keep riding, now nah, it ain't fun no more. It's effed up now. And that's what didn't happen to them. Weed is legal in our state. So we just started smoking weed and doing edibles because we have stress at 50. You started smoking weed at 50? Damn. Y'all stupid, man. I love drinking wine, but my husband don't care for alcohol. Now, here's where I know we're talking about a certain economic level. Last Saturday, I got a box of wine and had a box of wine. Hell no.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part
two. I heard
two
that in a while.
Of your response coming up.
Shoot it, we got some Spaniata.
At 23 minutes after, today's Strawberry Letter subject, I heard him because he scared me. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I heard him because he scared me.
This letter is ridiculous. Shirley tried to help him. I can't. Two people that had two babies in high school before they graduated. Damn! That's what you have to say to that. One baby, we understood. But two babies, damn! Okay. And then y'all did what everybody said you weren't going to do. You got married anyway. Y'all still in love, but y'all recapturing your youth. And your children are sick of y'all because y'all done ran up into my nightclub, bars, and strip club. And we both turned 50, and we both work from home, and we have a ball together. Then she said weed is legal in our state. So we just started smoking weed and doing edibles because we have a very stressful job. Didn't you just say you work from house?
Yeah.
How stressful is your job if you're working from home?
In your PJs.
And why'd you start smoking weed at 50? Y'all stupid. I love drinking wine, but my husband don't care for alcohol. Last Saturday, here I go. This is where I know this is some pole mess right here. Last Saturday, I got a box of wine. I ain't heard that in a while. Like I said before we left, you should have got yourself some Spaniata and some Annie Green Springs and just really just set it out and had yourself a wonderful hood-ass time. Y'all familiar with Annie Green Springs?
No.
Annie Green Springs is wine, Shirley.
Okay.
It's a heavy, but it's okay. Don't worry about it.
You
do
asked,
know what Spaniata
no
is, though. You have heard of Spaniata.
Sorry, no.
Okay, cool. Anyway. And I had about 4 glasses. My husband had half a glass. His friend brought over a bag of gummy bear edibles, and my husband ate a few, but I had a lot more. And I started filling these gummies, so then I went to lay down. It was dark in the bed, and I was feeling good, and the house was quiet. So I figured my husband had left out with his friend. Around 9 p.m., I heard a noise in the other bedroom and jumped up. I couldn't see anything because it was pitch black in the house. The room was spinning from the wine, and I had the edible was still in my system. I grabbed 3 wooden hangers from the closet. And that is not a good weapon. If you hear a noise in the house and you get up to inspect it, what is 3 wooden hangers going to do? This was an edible decision you made right here. This weed had you thinking that this.
Better tripping.
I could see a figure in our guest room, so I went to swinging. I hit, and then I ran back to my room and locked the door. What? My husband was yelling to call 911 because he had just got attacked. How are y'all? Let me stop this. How high is these people? You done grabbed 3 wooden hangers, ran in the next room of your house, started beating your husband. You don't realize nowhere in the hollering that this is your husband. Your husband holler, call 911, I'm being attacked. Dog, who? You getting your ass whooped in your house and you hollering to who? Call 911. How high are y'all?
Right.
How high can you be? Because he had just got attacked. I opened the door slowly and laughed because I had just attacked him. Oh, you laughing? I'm surprised that I've seen that on a lot of people smoke weed laugh. He was not laughing and he wanted to press charges. What?
Mm-hmm. That's right there. Crazy.
Wait. Mm-hmm. The letter was already stupid. And then, wait a minute.
Right.
He ain't laughing, so now he want to press charges.
They beat him down.
How high are y'all? What black man, see, this is what we don't do. What black man is going to call the police on his wife? What black man, you know, call the police to their house?
Right. No.
I swore that I didn't know it was him, and I was terrified. He's so mad at me. I'll never do edibles again. But that's a great decision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You need to stop doing edibles. You need to quit smoking weed. And y'all need to quit buying that damn wine in that box. Why can't he understand why I attacked him? Why are you writing us? Don't nobody out here on the Steve Harvey Radio Show listening audience even give a damn about this letter. All we know is y'all old ass had got to stop smoking weed, doing edibles, and drinking wine. See, you just started at 50. You can't combine all this stuff. Y'all doing too much. Y'all at the strip club running into your kids. You 50, you pass strip club age. Bar, nightclub, you passed the age. You missed your childhood.
What about the
You can't
bar?
Do it no more.
Not
it's
even the bar?
It's over.
You can't go to
You're
the bar.
You're all
in
the
bar,
Steve. At 50. You can go to a bar, but you got to go to a bar that's age-related. You probably need to go to a tavern or something.
Old in the wall.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, see, because they real regular people because you buying box of wine and all this here and had 4 glasses. So just go on and live a regular life. You start acting more of an adult. I can't help you, though. I don't give a damn. Stop doing drugs and drinking and cut some lights on in that damn
pitch black in the house.
It ain't never been right. That damn dark in
Leave your
house,
comments.
Ever.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.